And it's a good thing that we do work, I guess, on holidays, because it's easier to work than to lay around, unless you've got some kind of activity to attend to, maybe a little tennis or something. And it's been too wet to play tennis. Been raining off and on considerable, and which is all right. It isn't great flood weather, but it's plenty cool in the mornings and nice and cool in the evenings. And I'm very happy that it is cool, because that's the way I like. I feel a lot better, although for some reason or other, I've had a little heat rash on my back, and just a little spot come out. Must be some dirt or something that the gals left on the t-shirts. But I've been very fortunate this year. I haven't suffered anything like I did when I first came here with the heat and the old crud. Haven't had the crud for a long time. Although a strange thing is happening to me, I've been constipated for days, maybe two or three days at a time. And the amazing thing about it, there's been no outward effects of feeling. It might be that the effect is in my orneriness, I don't know. But it's strange how things have worked for me. There must be a terrible something wrong with me, that whenever I get fed up with something, I get these kind of physical conditions. And I don't know why I'm fed up with things when it's so easy to be calm and easygoing without a lot of malarkey. I am right disappointed in myself for the fact that instead of overcoming all this, I have to pass it on to my superior and the men I work with. This is real disappointing. At least you come around to the point where a man finds out a lot about himself. He can almost hold the mirror up and see his actions and look at him and find out what makes him click. But the sad part of it is that there's nothing he can do about it. The ability to correct these errors seems to be lacking, although you can rationalize yourself, your actions, and the way you think and do, and why you think and do it, but it seems to be that corrective action to improve is something that has to come from the suggestions of someone else or through some great spiritual or emotional or intellectual blow up within you that makes you change. I just don't know why, when I can see what is happening to me, why I don't do something about it. this is also a very good indication that there is this mental block that happens to me and others. It's a place where the clutch hitter comes in. He's the guy that figures these out and does the great thing when the pressure's on, and apparently I'm not the clutch hitter. What I suspect is a result of today's loud mouth, that I will be changed somewhat, but not before someone else comes in and takes over the matter, takes over my job, because I can't let this important function of our organization go without being properly relieved and by giving some instruction to the man that's going to relieve me. Well, so much for my old worries. And I'm sorry to trouble and burden you with them. Just don't take them too serious, honey. It's just a little bit of old self-centeredness, a little bit of maybe feeling lonesome for yourself, for myself, and maybe a lot of other things. I do live without too many friends or outside interests, and that isn't too good, but I'm not the least bit inclined to want to move around or make a lot of impression through conversation and brilliant remarks. Still that old self-consciousness and the idea that was implanted, I suppose, that I would never amount to anything, and I'm too willing to believe it when I get to feeling sorry for myself. But as I say, since I realize what they are and I don't do anything about it, well, I'm not doing much to help myself. But what really embarrasses me is that I have to get my boss involved in it when I should be taking his load to some extent so that he can concentrate on what he's doing. Kind of embarrassing to a guy who's attempted to do that all his life and then finds out at this date when he's at the peak of his abilities that he can't even fight his own way out of the fog that surrounds him, his thinking and his rationalization to be able to do it. But la-di-da, I guess that I've got this old blues, and it comes out, am I blue, am I blue, ask anybody round this town, am I blue, am I blue, you'd be too. La da dee dee dee, am I blue? So you know how I blew, and I hope that as soon as I get this off my chest and let this thing go across the water, that you'll receive it and you'll say, boy, that guy's blue. But I know when I hear it now, he's sure smiling and happy. He recovers quickly. And he's in good health. And the good Lord's watching him. And as my pappy said, since he prays for me every day, everything going to be fine. So that's the way this will be when you get this tape. So don't be feeling too sad because I'm recovered now. And I'm recovered just talking to you here. So then I guess I can sing. It ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. So how in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, woodpecker sitting on the telephone pole. His heart was all a flutter. Hey, long come a train road sitting on a train. Long come a railroad. Long come a train come a rolling on a track. Toot, toot. Peanut butter, that ain't the way that song was written, but I just want you to know that this old boy is feeling good, and pretty soon I'm gonna go back to Colorado to see my baby humming all the way, and she's gonna meet me in Denver City, and then we're gonna say hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly, it's nice to have you back where you belong. That's the wrong tune, but that's the way it goes. That's the way I'm thinking. And I'm sure thinking, too, that it'd be nice to hold you in my arms. Be nice to tell you how nice you are. Be real nice to look into your eyes and say, been a long time, baby. And it won't be long till I'll be doing that. And it won't be long till I'll be shivering in my old shoes. I was up in Da Nang yesterday, and I looked in the PX, and I saw a quilted coverall for $32, I think it was, and I thought, boy, I ought to buy that and take it home with me, because it'll probably be just what I need, except it'll be real hot. I bet when I get back there, it's 65 during the daytime. But anyway, I was thinking about how nice warm clothes it'd be. And I think I got lots of them. Quite a few of them. Well, I hope Ruby's over her sickness by now, her flu, and I hope you don't come down with it. And I hope that Bob and Marge, they'll probably be moved over there by the time I get home. And I know how excited they would be with a new house. So we'll get to celebrate Christmas with them and with the rest of the family. And that's nice. And I still say don't be opening any packages you might get down that way. Because Santa Claus will get you. I guess you'll do all the shopping for us, for our relatives and friends. And you'll take care of your end of the Christmas cards, will you? I'll mail some here as soon as I can get organized. I got a box of them. And I'll go through my address book and send some of the people some. And so, this is the end of my little tale tonight. It's about 10 o'clock. I've gone through a lot of emotion today, but I still feel good, and I still feel strong and confident that things are going to be all right. But there's something to that happy pill I better stay with. Man, I don't want to get like I have. I wouldn't last any time. I'd put in going through that terrible rage. And I come home tonight and there was no kerosene fuel for the generator, and we've been out of electricity and have to run that generator. So I proceeded to fire the guy that run the generator and the Filipino that's supposed to see that he's tend the generator each day and inspect it, and his helper, and I was really spewing around here. Well, that's the way it goes when you let it get to you. But it ain't got to me yet. Not that much, anyway. There's still something like a core in me that has to operate like I'm built. Maybe a little bit thick, but sincere, just like my love for you. No matter what could happen in all the world, this love would go on and on and on, as it will go on forever and ever. Goodbye.